Muslims are sticking up for Christians. I'm Chris Lemke, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On today's broadcast, we'll hear why, and we'll get kingdom updates from Pakistan, Iran, and Greece. But first, shoot us all or not at all. That's what Muslim bus passengers recently told a group of Al-Shabaab terrorists in Kenya. The radicals stormed a bus and demanded that Muslims and Christians separate into groups. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA.
There's been multiple cases of this where all the Christians are then murdered once they're separated and the Muslims are set free. And so these Muslims choosing to put their own lives at risk, they're facing certain death by doing this.
It's an encouraging sign for Kenya, a nation where persecution is skyrocketing.
So it's mainly this one group of extremists as well as pocketed extremism in some of the more rural areas that are attacking Christians for their faith.
Open Doors comes alongside persecuted Christians with spiritual support and resources. At our website, you can send your own note of encouragement.
It's a great way to let them know that people outside of Kenya know what's going on and Christians around the world are praying for them.
Christians are also becoming larger targets in Pakistan, especially with Christmas drawing near. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
The risk increases around the holidays because the congregations like to have large celebrations. When you're gathering a large group of people or families are coming together, the congregation in that rural area kind of swells over the Christmas holidays, you become a larger target.
But it's not all bad news. Policemen hired to protect churches are hearing the good news of Christ. Pakistani churches want to plan outreaches to them, but could use your prayer and your financial support.
We'd like to be able to give a Christmas love gift to our partnering church planters and evangelists at Christmas time. The congregations, the people they serve, may not be able to do that at all. So it's really a blessing to be able to help those dedicated servants at this time of year.
Persecution of Christians in Iran often leads to unfair imprisonments, but right now believers are celebrating. Voice of the Martyrs reports Iranian pastor Farshid Fertai has been released from prison after 5 years. He was arrested after sharing his faith and distributing Bibles in Farsi. While Fateh is free, many other Christians will still be in prison this Christmas. VOM is encouraging them and other persecuted believers to stay strong in Christ. Will you do the same? And while you remember prisoners in the Middle East, don't forget about the refugees in Greece. Thousands are pouring in every day on their way to Europe. One organization that's working tirelessly to help them is AMG International. AMG provides hot meals and medical services, as well as gospel literature. But as refugees keep coming, workers are getting exhausted. Pray that God would give them the strength to continue serving and that Christ's love would be evident. And now, here's part one of our two-part miniseries about the unique roles in Bible translation. Josh Heidelman, a Chicago lawyer, and his family had the American dream. Then hearts changed. Josh Heidelman with Wycliffe Bible Translators.
I began to get an urge that I just couldn't shake to be more directly involved in the advance of God's kingdom in one way or another. As an attorney, it's not obvious how that should look.
After prayer and a chance encounter, the Heidelman family joined the Wycliffe team. But what does a lawyer do in Bible translation?
I handle all things legal that an organization like ours faces. And when you're as big as we are, it's a significant amount. So in some ways, the skills transfer directly.
For those feeling God's call, Heidelman has some advice.
I would say, first of all, believe it. It really does take people from all different backgrounds. The second thing I would say to do is pray. Start praying and pray often.
To learn more or what to pray for, visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of support, M&N is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, A Door, to help keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. Keep it or give it to a friend. Get your CD by calling 800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.